From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The USDA's National Ag Statistics Service is reminding farmers and ranchers in Alabama, Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina that the window is closing on the opportunity to participate in the 2022 Census of Agriculture. MorningAgClips.com reports NAS is encouraging producers who have not returned their completed ag census questionnaires to do so as soon as possible to avoid additional mail, phone, email, text, and in-person follow-up, which is currently underway. The Biden administration is planning to begin year-round sales of E15 in 2024, a move EPA feels will help reduce the retail price of fuel. EPA Chief Michael Regan says the agency studied if they could make the change this year, but decided there wasn't enough time. Regan told the House Agriculture Committee that the agency will look into issuing temporary emergency waivers to allow sales of E15 this summer. The National Milk Producers Federation and the U.S. Dairy Council have signed a new partnership with the agricultural organizations from several South American countries. The goal is to constructively engage governments and international organizations on the issues of livestock, agriculture, climate, and trade. The two organizations will coordinate and support engagements promoting policies that encourage sustainable productivity growth while considering the unique needs of the livestock industry and profitability for farmers.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.